I mentioned today I'll be handling the in the Grand Pavilion. We'll learn about Cavenue.com in Reimagining a Connected Michigan, hosted by Comcast Business. Looking forward to that at about 11:50. Lunch happening there, too, in the Grand Pavilion. And then a little bit later, the Golden Ticket. You have a Golden Ticket invitation for the VIP gathering for beverages, hors d'oeuvres, lively conversation, including a live broadcast of Powering Michigan's Future at 7 p.m. with Ken Rogulski. I'll be there from 6 to 6:30 at the Yankee Rebel Tavern, downtown Mackinac City. And we salute IBEW and NECA and all the people that are a part of that. And so it goes. Now, our guest standing by knows a thing or two about energy. In fact, she knows everything that we need to know about how we're going to tackle the future with what we're all considering would be, obviously, greater stress on the grid. She is the CEO, president of ITC, Linda Apsey, who is sitting alongside me right now. Good to see you. Always good to see you, because it reminds me of a great American success story.
Well, good morning, Paul. It's so nice to see you again, and nice to be back up here on the island to resume a little normalcy in our life.
Linda started out with ITC when ITC began. What was your first position?
Yeah, at the time I joined ITC, I was the vice president of business strategy, and then went through a succession of different roles, and ultimately 4 years ago became president and CEO of ITC.
Which is just a great American dream story. That's the sort of story that we love. And by the way, 4 years, I can't believe it's been 4 years, and you've done a great job. And there are a bunch of energy issues, and we want to hear a little bit about. There's legislative activity at the state and federal levels happening right now that are going to impact the energy landscape, and electrification of vehicles, as I mentioned, and the economy. How's it look to you?
Yeah, Paul, you know, we are at a critical time in the energy industry. The energy industry is going through perhaps its biggest single transformation ever as we transition from carbon fuels to renewable energy. And all of that is going to require significant investment in the electric transmission grid. The transmission grid is probably the part of the system that's seen the least amount of investment over the course of the last 40, 50 years. And so, quite frankly, we don't even have a transmission grid that really meets our energy needs today, far less the energy needs of the future. And so, you know, as we always say in the electric transmission business, you know, there's three key policy issues, and we need significant reforms in how we plan the transmission grid. We need significant reforms, and quite frankly, how we pay for those investments in the transmission grid. And then ultimately, sort of the last hurdle, if you will, is sort of how do we site, how do we permit. And so a lot of the activity that's focused both in Washington across the federal administration is really focused on sort of how do we reform the electric transmission process so that we can start the process sooner rather than later to realize, you know, the significant amount of investment that's going to need to occur. You know, as I always say, if this country is going to love renewables, they're going to have to start liking transmission. Transmission is the facilitator. It is the enabler of the green, clean energy economy. And as we move to electrify our vehicles, our communities, transmission is the key component. And so from a transmission perspective, I like to say we have arrived. But still lots and lots of work that needs to be done from a policy perspective.
Is it not refreshing to hear the president and CEO of ITC, overseers basically of the grid and the superhighway of electricity? I don't know. What did we used to say?
The electric superhighway.
The electric
energy superhighway.
Energy superhighway. Okay. To have her say without hesitation, the grid isn't good enough to handle what we have now. So this is something that we really have to pay attention to, because if we hit all these goals and all these marks that the auto companies and others are telling us about, we are going to overtax a grid that's already overtaxed unless major changes are made.
Yeah, that's so true, Paul. And look, we only need to look at events that have occurred this past year, whether that be Texas, whether that be Louisiana, California, really that have brought a lot of focus and attention on the not just the, you know, sort of the need for reliability and resiliency in our electric transmission grid, but the role that it plays in getting energy into our communities. And, you know, obviously, as we think about transitioning the energy fleet and the role that transmission plays, you know, we have the everyday challenges that we have to do more around to make our grid more reliable and more resilient, the more and more dependent we become on electricity in our economy. And as we think about electrification, the more and more important that reliability and resiliency is. And so we, and across this country, we have our work cut out for us. You know, many people probably don't realize this, but typically to build what we would call a major transmission line, it typically takes anywhere from 8 to 10 years to build a major transmission line. And so this doesn't happen overnight. When we think about that timeline vis-a-vis some of the federal goals to decarbonize, particularly our electricity sector, we're already way behind the eight ball. And so time, policy reforms are paramount for us being able to continue to meet the ever-evolving needs of our electric transmission grid.
Plain spoken and right to the point. And we don't hear that very much, but that's that splash of cold water in your face, all you folks who are rushing into electric vehicles and carbon neutral and everything else that's going on. That's all great. Sounds fabulous. However, there's a big however, and it's the grid. And no one knows the grid better than Linda Apsey, President and CEO of ITC. God bless you, Linda. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Paul. Pleasure to see you again.